When the Sundance Film Festival falls on the same date as the Martin Luther King holiday in January, Park City to a certain degree misses out. While it gains heavily from the presence of Sundance, it loses out on the ski tourists who would otherwise come to Park City for what's said to be the third busiest weekend of the ski season. Now, Park City Municipal and Sundance are coming close to a long-term agreement that will concede to separate the MLK weekend and the film festival every year. In a presentation heard at the recent Park City Council meeting on the new long-term contract agreement, Economic Development Director Jonathan Weidenhammer says it proposes to extend Park City's hosting of the festival through 2026.
It's slated to expire right now in 2018, so that's a giant deal in and of itself. Negotiations and discussions really started in earnest more than 2 years ago. So it's been a long time and a lot of work. And one of the major components of that discussion has really been around separating the conflicts that arise 4 years out of 10 with the festival and Martin Luther King holiday. I think the first study was in either 02 or 04, and then we did it again in 08. What happens? What's the foreground opportunity when we have this conflict? And was pretty quickly able to identify over $4 million every time we do.
Weidenhammer goes on to thank the many stakeholders who brokered the deal, from the lodging community to the ski resorts and Chamber Bureau to the Sundance Institute's Utah Advisory Board, as well as its National Advisory Board. Park City Council member Andy Bierman says the agreement is good for everyone and has been a long time coming.
I believe it's been almost 2 years we've been talking to Sundance. It's going to be a 13-year extension. There will be no opt-out next year, which is something we were concerned about, and I think it's a good deal for everybody.
He talked about the importance of the Martin Luther King weekend to the city.
If you look at Colorado, I think it's their third biggest weekend, and it's certainly been a good weekend in the resort industry in Park City. I think five of the next 13 years fall on MLK, and we really wanted Sundance to move it. They had some concerns about that in terms of how it affects their overall schedule, and so we reached a compromise, which was we believe we're going to make $4 to $5 million of additional revenues over that, and we were going to give them a portion of that.
Bierman refers to the deal that waives certain fees for Sundance, plus some outright expenditures by the city on Sundance's behalf. It'll end up costing the city and the Chamber Bureau about $430,000 between valuing kind and cash expenditures. But as Bierman says, its economic benefit will come back many times over.
Well, we amortized it over the full 13 years, so we're not paying them big chunks in just those years, so that risk will be spread out a little bit. I think we were pretty conservative with the numbers, and I think it's a fair deal for everyone.
Sundance Institute's Utah Advisory Board Chair Rory Murphy commented at the city meeting. He profusely thanked the city and Sundance for making the deal happen.
Want to thank the council and the staff and chamber and lodging and restaurants and everyone for coming together with us and pulling this thing together. I think we've got a pretty good agreement here, and I think the foundation of it is solid, and hopefully it's something you guys can see fit to approving next week. I do just want to take a minute and especially thank Sarah for what she's done, because it was not easy dragging this through the Los Angeles board and, why would we even have this discussion kind of thing. And really, most of this credit goes to her and Lori and some of the other senior staff.
Murphy refers to Sarah Pierce and Lori Hopkins, co-managing directors of the Sundance Institute. Park City Council is scheduled to vote on approval of the new contract at its Thursday meeting. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.